Have you ever felt stuck in that content creation loop? I know, I get it. Today, we're talking about how to break free by repurposing your existing content. Save time, reach more people, and open new doors for your online business. You won't want to miss it. Hey, online business owner, welcome to the Content Systems for Growth with me, Michelle Dewey. Are you ready to let go of guilt, stress, and missed deadlines? Are you struggling to keep up with the demands of running a household, taking care of your family, and creating consistent organic content? Well, you're not alone. Juggling all the to-dos of being a mom and owning an online business can be challenging. But here's the good news. By implementing effective content systems and organization strategies, you can streamline your workflow, increase your productivity, and finally take control of your schedule. Each week, I'll explore content management systems and mindset hacks to help you rediscover your creativity, passion, and enjoyment in content creating. If you're ready to save time with systemized content marketing strategies and productivity tips, then go refill your coffee mug, pop in those earbuds, and let's tackle that pile of laundry. It's time to reclaim your time and energy while you take your business to the next level. Let's grow, friends. I learned early on that repurposing my content or reusing my content and adapting it for the different platforms that I'm on is a great way to save myself time and energy and make a wonderful impact on my online business. I hope you're in for a few tips on how I've done this for myself so you can implement it for you. So reason number one to repurpose your already existing content. Well, I've already alluded to that. It's to save you time and resources. When you create new content from scratch, it can really be a time suck. It can drain your time and it can drain your energy. Between brainstorming, research, writing, editing, and publishing, you really could be looking at hours, if not days, of work that you need to do this. Now imagine if you just took one piece of content that you've already created and you give it a little makeover to fit a new format or an audience, you're essentially cutting down on the time you spent on that entire content creation process. So let me give you a little example here. So you've written a killer blog post about 5 ways to improve your mindset. You can easily turn this into a week's worth of social media posts, a video script, or even an outline for a webinar. You've already done the heavy lifting. Now you just need to tweak it for all the different platforms you want to use it on. I mean, come on. 5 ways, each one of those ways can be turned into a short video. Hey, and I just learned in my digital strategy symposium that I attended the other day that short form content is 30 seconds or under. And actually, they consider long form content anything that's 60 seconds or longer. That's a huge change from where it's been before. But again, we have the attention span of a goldfish. Funny how that is. Anyways. So let me go back again. So you have your post, the 5 ways to improve your mindset. You turn that into a week's worth of social media posts. So you can put that on your one platform, the main platform, your social media platform that you're on. You can create different pins for it as well to drive traffic back to your website. Again, you can use it as a video script. You can use it as a podcast. You can turn it into a webinar. You can even add to it and make it a new free offer that you have in your business or a free resource that you have for your ideal clients so they can get to know you. What you want to look for here is the things that are really good. Like they're directly connected to the content that you want to put out in your business that will draw your clients in or your ideal clients in for the future. And then you want to go ahead and put that stuff in your content calendar so you know exactly when you're going to repurpose each piece of content. That way, you're not just saving time on that one piece of content. You're actually starting to create a system that saves you time in the long run because that reposting plan you can use week over week. Number 2, it increases your visibility and reach. The internet is a really big place, and we don't all hang out in the same places. By repurposing your content, you're essentially meeting your audience where they are. And a blog post is so easy to turn into a YouTube video or a podcast episode, or you can put it on a series on your Instagram stories and then save those to your profile so people can see them at any given time when they want to see your highlight reels. So let's say you've recorded a fantastic podcast episode about balancing work and family life. Why not transcribe that into a blog post or take snippets and create quote graphics for Pinterest? And each form is a chance to reach somebody new who might not have found you otherwise. And you can also take and create little short videos or YouTube shorts and put them out there with those different tips for balancing work and family life. There's so many different options. You've already created it once. Make sure that you're using it again and again. You always want to consider, though, the platforms that you're putting on. They all have different behavior patterns, or people use it different. Because what works on LinkedIn is not going to resonate on TikTok. I want you to always keep in mind the platform that you're putting that content on, or repurposing that content, or republishing that content on, because you need to keep in mind the platform you're working in. Because if you are putting it on LinkedIn and Instagram, those are two different platforms and are going to be two different ways you want to communicate with your people. So make sure you are tailoring each one of those pieces of content to that specific platform. Number three, it allows you to cover more topics. So what do I actually mean by that? So when you repurpose your content, you can dive into those subtopics you might not have touched on initially. So it just gives you another chance to go back into that content and make it even better the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth time around. It really is a great way to do that. I have done that with so many of my blog posts before. Because you've heard me talk about rewriting and republishing content on my blog, this is exactly it. So I have that one blog post that I created 2 years ago. When I come back around and rewrite it and republish it, I can add in more information, more valuable content to my readers in that blog post. And you can do it in that exact same way. So how can you cover more topics? What's a way that you can reuse something that you already have? Do you have an ebook? Have you written something and you have all that has 10 chapters in it? Can you turn that into an online course? Maybe you want to turn that into not only having a free workbook, but in addition to it, you can have a tiny offer where they can buy the online course that goes along with it, or vice versa. Maybe they get the online course for free and they can buy the ebook to go along with it. However, you could work it into your system. But that would be another way where you can use that same topic or that same content that you've already created and use it just in a different way. You can do the same thing with your Facebook posts or your Facebook Lives. So I believe I've talked about this before, where a customer and I went through all of their different free resources, and all of those resources together made a wonderful free course. Actually, I think it was a course she decided to charge for. So you could do that too. How do you know which resource to pick to do this? What is getting rave reviews and comments from your followers? That is a really good idea for you. Number four, it can lead to new opportunities. And I know we are all looking for new opportunities. When you repurpose your content, it's just not recycling it. You're amplifying your voice and your expertise. Because if you wrote something a year ago, you have so much more knowledge and experience a year later. You're refreshing your old content. And that old content that you've refreshed and you've added in your new pieces of learning and expertise in there, you could catch the eye of a different industry leader. And that has potential to open doors to collaborations, speaking gigs, if that's something you're interested in, or even just having different business partnerships out there. That's one of the keys to online growth, is making sure that you have key partnerships out there with people that are aligned with your values. One thing that you could proactively do, if that's something that you want to do, was have different collaborations or speaking gigs. And you may have already done this, but you want to make sure that you have a media kit and a pitch kit. So when you're ready to go after those new opportunities, that you can just take that media kit or that pitch kit and send it out to all those different collaborations and then just refresh it for that particular person that you're talking to. So this is another way to repurpose what you already have, is your media kit and your pitch kit. And when you get really big, you can just put it right there on your website, because people will be looking for your media kit or your pitch kit that you have already. Okay, friend, I hope this was beneficial, and it's totally time to wrap it up. So repurposing your content isn't just about time-saving hacks. It's a strategic move for any online business owner to save themselves time and energy. It maximizes your efforts, it broadens your reach, it deepens your authority, and it can even open new doors for you. So next time you create a piece of content, think of it as a starting point, not as a finish line. I hope you found this valuable, friends. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.